From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they will back Libya's new government in its bid to lift an UN arms embargo. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy.
It is imperative to put the international community's full weight behind the government of national accord.
The move could help the government combat internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina appears set to win a second term in office. Preliminary returns from Sunday's election gives him enough of the vote to avoid a runoff election. Results from the more than half of the polling places show Medina leading with about 62% of the vote. Final results are expected later Monday. President-elect of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, says he will ask Congress to bring back the death penalty as a punishment for crimes including rape, robbery, murder, and drug trafficking. Duterte told reporters his preferred method for the executions would be hanging, which he considers to be more humane. He also said he would give police shoot-to-kill orders for organized crime members who violently resist arrest. Islamic State militants have returned to using vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices for a bombing campaign in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. The terrorist group staged 5 attacks Sunday, including one at a natural gas facility north of the capital. Officials say the attacks left more than 100 people dead. As far as Iraqi officials are concerned, the attacks are a sign of IS desperation, retaliation for recent battlefield setbacks. This is VOA News.